We keep hearing more and more talk about taking things out of education. I have an idea. How about we add instead of subtract? Specifically, I'm thinking about education and awareness regarding things like service, recognition, respect for others, community. Some great ideas there. Those are some of the ideas that are part of lesson plans. Organization my guest is a part of makes available to teachers and schools for, get ready for this, FREE free. Joining us with the details about the Wreaths Across America Teach Program is their education director, Cindy Tatum. How are you today, Cindy?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm doing very well.
And it's great to bring this program to the attention of as many people as possible, which you can find out more about at wreathsacrossamerica.org/teach. So give us the foundation of what the TEACH program is seeking to do.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that, Chris. Wreaths Across America decided to expand on the TEACH part of their mission. Of course, their mission is to remember, honor, and teach. And a couple of years ago, Karen Wooster, the executive director for Wreaths Across America, decided that it was time to expand some on the TEACH component of the mission. And, of course, the TEACH component is to teach the next generation the value of freedom. And so the lesson plans and materials, we currently have about 119 lesson plans that are available, as you said, for free download by going to the website and simply scan through and take a look. We have lesson plans that are available from grades K through 12. And all of the lesson plans have, when we started discussing how we wanted to build this, what she envisioned, what we came up with is that service, as you said, and lesson plans that could help to promote that service, as well as character building lesson plans. And so we currently have many lesson plans there on everything from Constitution Day to the month of the military child. And as you said, they're available for free for teachers or homeschoolers to download and use with the children that they are, that they come into contact with every day. So it's, you know, who doesn't want to build good character with the children that they are around, and on teaching our young people about the value of service. And service doesn't have to be military service, as you well know. And so we really promote the opportunity for young people to become involved in their communities, whether it's something as simple as raking a neighbor's yard, or something that may have even a national component to it.
I like, too, how this flies in the face of people who say, well, this child is too young to teach fill-in-the-blank, or they're not ready yet to learn about fill-in-the-blank, because what the lesson plans include are, even in as early as the kindergarten years, understanding the life of Martin Luther King Jr., the meaning of Veterans Day, and moves forward through the various grade levels. And especially with the younger years, too, there are a lot of lesson plans include parental involvement, which brings a whole family into the picture.
Yes. And you know, that's one thing that we know as educators. Of course, I taught in the public school system for 26 years. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we do know is that having parents involved in the educational process, take your child with you when you volunteer. As you well know, Wreaths Across America, you know, one-third of the volunteers that we have on National Wreaths Day are children. And so what better way to encourage your child to participate in those kinds of volunteer activities than to take them along with you? I am a firm believer that we teach math We teach science, and we teach all of those things. But we also have to share with our young people and teach them what it means to be of service to others, what it means for you to volunteer in your local community.
I'm with Cindy Tatum, who's the education director with Wreaths Across America, talking about their TEACH program. Free download lesson plans for every school, every grade, every level at wreathsacrossamerica.org/teach. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Have to make mention, too, the education by Wreaths Across America goes mobile as well with their mobile education exhibit. That's coming to our area here in northern New Jersey, September 8th and 9th. In Sakasana on the 8th at the Eisenhower Middle School. That'll be from noon until 6. And the Old Sakasana Day, that will be on Main Street on the 9th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Again, go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. Learn more about that aspect of the education program and opportunities that Wreaths Across America makes available. I think your organization really is stellar, Cindy, because you open so many doors for people to come in to gain the understanding that we need and we have to not let go of as we get older, as we get jaded, whatever you want to call it, and to certainly plant the seeds at as young an age as the TEACH program does. That solidifies a greater future for the country, quite frankly.
Well, and you know, I'm going to tell you, Chris, we have lesson plans that talk about Rosie the Riveters. We have lesson plans about children during World War II. And you think about the sacrifices of those young people, but they all knew, you know, they all understood that in order for the United States to be successful during World War II, that it meant sacrifices for everybody. And so you had young children who were quite literally, you know, scavenging for tin cans. So this is not a new thing. You know, I think about, you know, the greatest generation, and I don't really think that America wants to say that there was only one great generation. You know, the mindset has to be that we can all be a part of our, whether you're a generation X, Y, or Z, you know, you can help. And I think that's one thing that Wreaths Across America does very, very well. Karen would be the first person to tell you that they are a volunteer-based organization. There is no way that they could orchestrate the placing of as many wreaths as they do in 3,700 cemeteries across the world, really, without the help of those volunteers who come in and say, "I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a part of this." And so, you know, if the outreach can be that much on one day of the year, why not try to expand that outreach to different days of the year? You know, even kindergarten students can make a little card for their fire department or police department in honor of Patriots Day on September the 11th. You know, they can write cards for veterans who are in hospitals or nursing homes when they're very, very young. So, I firmly believe that we have to teach those things to children. You know, they're not going to just do them automatically.
I have to wrap up here, but that also brings about a belief of value within oneself when we give value to others through what we do for them. That's really part of the foundation of our country. It's sacrifice can be at a whole host of different levels based upon your capabilities and what is available to you. And I think through the lesson plans that Wreaths Across America TEACH program is offering each and every one of the schools, if you're a teacher, go to wreathsacrossamerica.org/teach. You can find out the grade-specific programs, lesson plans that are available for the grade or grades that you teach. Implement them because It's planting a seed for the future of that child, as well as our community, as well as our country, in so many ways that you'll learn when you go to RaceAcrossAmerica.org. We have it linked up at our webpage as well. Don't forget about their traveling mobile education center that will be coming to Sukasana in northern New Jersey, coming up on September 8th and 9th. More information about that as well at RaceAcrossAmerica.org. We've been talking with their education director, Cindy Tatum. Cindy, thank you so much for the difference that you and Race Across America is making and will continue to make in our people, in our nation. Thanks for being here today.
Absolutely, Chris. Thank you. The pleasure has been mine.